Warhammer of ISBGN, USC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is X-Men from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Urban Radio, the holiday edition, coming your way, just like the fat man in the red suit, coming up next.
Let's kick some in.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
You've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, man.
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
I don't know, is it me or does that song just never seem to get old? I don't know. You know, that and the intro, I granted, some of those sites are not even still up and running supporting Urban Terror, yet it's still one of the most kick-ass intros I've ever had for the radio show. Hey, greetings, it's Oswald with you here, Urban Radio, Radio ITG, as we take you inside the game, that game, of course, being Urban Terror. So it's a holiday season throughout the world, 7 days away from Christmas. Hope you got your shopping done, because you know what? I don't have mine done. You know, I'm one of these last-minute guys. Well, maybe that was not the way to say it. I'm one of these people who waits to the last minute to actually go out and try to find something, you know, walking around the mall like 99% of the guys trying to find a gift for their loved one on Christmas Eve. But anyways, you know, it's great to shop on Amazon or some of these other sites. Point, click, sold, and it'll basically be here when it comes. What do we have for you today? Well, in my world, I've been quite busy. I work in the midnight shift, spending most of my time, or should I say my free time, sleeping. After the return of Urban Radio about 2 weeks ago, a development team quite excited about the outlook. We got some really positive comments from many of the gamers who tuned into the show or downloaded it afterwards. So for that, we do want to thank everyone who was around and had something nice to say to us. And now, you know, why this may just be my show. It's the team show. I mean, this is basically like a website update. I come on air. I basically give you the 411 on what's happening in the Urban Terror community, what's happening with the development team. So I just take some of the credit. I still give a lot of the credit to all those folks who really make the game what you guys want it to be. 27, Barbecue, Blade Killer, High C, Rabid Cow, LT1, who did I forget? Dick Dastardly. So anyways, it's those folks that who really put things together for you. Anyways, first show, as you know or may not know, was not without its share of problems, such as the static, which obviously you're not hearing now, which is a good thing. Had some extraordinarily loud game sounds, not to mention a few other minor issues that really weren't evident before showtime 2 weeks ago. All you have to do is ask Spellbinder. Fortunately, Spellbinder and I have worked things out, and we should be pretty much set to go. You know, it's sort of like making a bomb out of a stick of bubblegum and, you know, toothpicks and whatever else I have in my pocket. So, anyway. Anyway. As much as I wanted to get back online last week, and I just was not ready, work had just taken a toll on me. I'd worked about 2.5 weeks, and I was just unable to get together to put something together for you guys. And, you know, I don't like coming on air unprepared, because then I feel like an asshat, you know, when I'm sitting here and I'm playing music 99% of the time, dropping, you know, a few things here. Oh, yeah, thank you, Blake Keller. Sorry, and Tub. I forgot Tub also makes the wheels go round on the Sid locomotive. My bad. You know, I always forget him. You know, I forgot him. It's a funny thing. I forgot him in the last update, too, on the website. But this next update, probably coming up this weekend, we'll get more to that. It will feature Tubby. So stay tuned to that. Where was I? Oh, yeah, work. 2.5 weeks. I couldn't get a show together for you guys. So, you know, we're back 2 weeks later. And, you know, it's the holiday season. So, you know, things happen. We get busy, you know, seeing family and friends, whatnot. But we're back today, 18th, 7 days from Christmas. We did spend a few hours yesterday working out some more of the hardware issues. It seems all it was a bad wire. So looks like I'm going to have to buy a new wire for my shoutcasting rig. Again, thanks to Spellbinder for all his time troubleshooting and testing with me. It's a good thing, as I look to cover some Urban Terry matches coming up this week. Also means we'll be taking some live questions, having some live conversation as we begin at 2005 here very shortly. If you want to be part of the show today, you can send me a message or email me, oswaldplanetquake.com, with your question, comment, or shout-out, and I'll get it on air as we go through the show. This week, the Urban Radio Server of the Week, sponsored by Urban Revival, Clan Urban Revival. That's Pound Urban Revival on Enter the Game. I am in there right now. Their server this week, located at 66.98.140.198. That is in Texas here in the United States. The game mode this week, capture the flag, set the 4 caps. Friendly fire is on, and there's room for 20 targets. So stay out of my way, and I'll be sure I don't hit you. We have a lot of room open. Looks like we only have a 5-on-5, so 10 other people want to join. Feel free to do so right now. As I said, the IP address, which I'm typing in there, 66-98-140-198. That is the Urban Radio Server of the Week. You can also go to urbanterror.net. On the right side, click on Urban Radio, and you'll see all the server information there. Zim's map rotation here as of December 15th. Also included in this rotation is UT Poseidon, which is the Urban Terror map we will review later on in the show. The map rotation consists of, get your pens and pencils ready, Turnpike, Subway 2, Nuclear, Scott Base, Sanctuary, Paradise, Labyrintho, Park Avenue Zero, Deville, Version 2, Docks, Salima, P-Grounds Day, and Encounter. You can go to their webpage right now, urbanctf.com. Also have a public TeamSpeak server up at 66.98.216.16. I do want to thank Resident Zim, Benoit, Persecutor, and Mushroom for their support, offering their server this week as the Urban Terror Server of the Week. As we see some more gamers dropping in, and we'll check in with that action here a little bit later on in the show. If you are missing any of the levels, feel free to go to the UT Map Depot or activewar.de. Both websites carry an extensive range of maps, most everything that you'll find on the server of the week. And when we come back, we'll dip into the Urban Terror mailbag. It's Oswald. You're tuned in. Urban Radio right here. Radio ITG.
gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem. So it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
Yeah, little Wizards of Winter, that is Trans-Siberian Orchestra, to get us all in the holiday mood here. Radio ITG, welcome back to the show. It is Oswald. We're going to dip into the Urban Terror mailbag right now. Got an email here from Wolfsai. He's got some information to pass on to all of you. First thing is, he says he does have a new wall video demo up and posted on actofwar.de. It's tabbed as the amazing wall jump video, and it does have some pretty amazing jumps. Be honest, I have not seen it yet. I just got this email this morning, so I'm running a little behind schedule, but if you want to check it out, go to www.act-of-war.de. We do have it linked on the front page, and you can check it out. Also having another announcement here from Wolfsai of a Urban Terror map. Soon to be released, called UT Train Assault 2. Beta Tube from Mad Horse, who is one of those mappers from Italy. Says, I have this map a long time, but I told Mad Horse, since he's a good friend of mine, not to release it until he removes some pictures in it. The map is themed sort of World War II type. So there are some, references to the Nazis. Things like that you try to keep out of maps. I know Enemy Territory didn't even put the swastika in there. Most games don't. They just sort of avoid that altogether. But nonetheless, he was asked to take a few things out, and I guess I can agree with that. I know there is an older map, God, it's probably 4 years old, that came out that I don't think it was originally made for Urban Terror, but it did have the swastikas in it, and I know it caught quite a bit of flack. But anyways, back to what I was saying. What else does he say? Map. He says he's almost forgot about this map since he's been working on some Urban Terror 2004. Try Unreal Tournament 2004 mod projects and not really mapping for Urban Terror anymore. But after he was asked, maybe he will finish this map. So look for that possibly in the future. It is called UT Train Assault 2. I know some of you have seen it previously. Also, it looks like Act of War is going to be holding a mapping contest similar to the one that the UT Map Depot had and the one that Sid had a while ago. It should be at the end of January here, 2005. So maybe you can watch Wolf's Eye's website about that. Don't know what game mode, he says. Don't know for what game then. Depends on if ETUT is out January. I wouldn't hold your breath. And remember, you can convert. You can convert any level from the Quake 3 version to the ET version. So anyway, be looking for some news beginning in January here, 20.05 on activewar.de. Also, one last request here from Wolfside. He is looking for someone here in the U.S. to possibly help host a game server, which he can establish the AOW presence across the ocean, across the Atlantic, seeing as he is in Germany. It will be a customs map server only, and he has dropped a couple of links on the forums regarding his custom map servers. So if you have time, if you have any interest, he says he needs probably 4 gigs of disk space, enough to hold the custom maps. Maybe someone is willing to split or share a server, then you can contact him, admin@activewar.de. So that from Wolfside. Remember, if you have anything you would like shared on air, feel free to send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. Don't even try the urbanterror.net email. My God, it's nothing but spam, like 1,500 pieces of penile enlargement or see me wet tonight. No, I don't think so. Anyways, this week we'll lead off with the Urban Terror Talking Point, which focuses on the GID or GUID databases that support Urban Terror. GID is actually an acronym that stands for Globally Unique Identifier. The GID inside Punkbuster is used to identify players with something more solid than just their name or an IP address. Your GID is loosely based on the CD key that was used to install the game on your computer, so when server admins kick or ban a player from their servers, Punkbuster actually uses the player's GID to enforce the kick or that kick ban. Since it is based on the game installation, it is a better way to identify individual players than by looking at their IP address or playing name. For those concerned about privacy, Punkbuster uses a 128-bit one-way hash, that's a mathematical function, to generate a GID from the CD key so that no one can figure out or compute your CD key by knowing your GID. This past week, I posted some news courtesy of the Space Dude about GIDDB.com, but before talking about his site, I do want to make note of Dennis and Clan Run DMC, who has been providing a GID list for years, or at least as long as I can remember. You simply sort the GID list by either all or GID or the player or their IP, or you can even type in a portion of their name. The GID list is updating itself by running scripts on the server. It is a huge, reliable list. They have parts of the list in there from ClanBase as well, thanks to Lord. So if you happen to be marked as, quote, an idiot, you can venture a guess that you have been caught cheating. Blue Venom, do you happen to be listening? The GID list supports both long characters, that's 32, or short characters, 8, GIDs. The GIDDB is a database storing information about the player's GIDs, or GUIDs. When you connect to a server that the GID database is enabled, the server sends information about you to the database. This information includes your GID, your alias, your IP address, time, and the server IP port you are playing on. Violations are also logged with the violation number, type, and message. Both server admins and players can use the database. Server admins can use the database to match lame or GIDs to known players or cheaters, so no more be hiding behind my alias. You know, I think I went on there and looked at all these Sid Oswalds. Maybe it was on the other one, but, you know, shoot, there's like 15 Sid Oswalds on there on servers that I've never played on, so... You know, stuff like that. Don't hide behind the alias. You can also find out if a player is using more than one CD key, cheating with another key, ban evasion. Not anymore. GIDDB.com does away with that. Players can use a database to find out where their friends and clanmates are currently playing, to see where they were last on a server, or to see other aliases they have used. Server admins will need to install a small program called the GID Tracker. That'll monitor your server and send player GUID information to the GID database, the GIDDB database. Both sites are quite reliable when it comes to nailing an asshat on your server for cheating. I think I speak for all server admins. Check these lists and keep your server free of these asshats. Game on! And when we come back, we'll check in with something new we call a UT5. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So, we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, and gaming.
You said...
Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here. On inside the game, Radio ITG.
Doo-doo heads.
Spots of pure shoutcast power. This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back. It's Oswald here, Urban Radio with you, Saturday, December 18th. Just a week away from the fat man in the red suit to bring us all our stuff. Spellbinder asked me to put the webcams up, so if you go to www.thesixthfloor.com, I do have two webcam shots up, and you can actually see the setup and all the shoutcasting fun and whatever you want to call it that I'm doing right now. Got two cams going, and anyways, go Chargers. That's what my banner is. Blue, white, yellow, go Chargers. Anyway, back to the show. Something new, and you know, I think I mentioned this last week. We're trying to incorporate some new features into the show that end up popping up each and every week. This one we're going to try is called the Urban Terror 5. This is top 5 features, stories, incidents, basically whatever happens during the week. If there's something you think should be included, feel free to drop me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. I guess for those of you who watch Letterman, it's like the top 10, but I'm too lazy to come up with 10 things. So, you know what? 5 things is much easier for me. Number 5, the return of Urban Radio after many months away from casting. It was time to get back into the saddle. Something I enjoy doing, providing to the community. Something unique to Urban Terror, so I'm glad to be able to bring it to you each week. Number 4, Mozilla Firefox. Now, while I can't confirm the numbers, it does seem that Firefox is the most widely used browser on the Urban Terror forums. Even though numbers can be manipulated and played with, about 45% of the forum views seem to use Firefox over other browsers. And in fact, I downloaded it. I liked it. I downloaded Thunderbird. I downloaded OpenOffice. So, I guess I'm becoming an open source type of guy. Number 3, Sid wants your levels. As we mentioned last week, We are looking to include some community levels in the ETUT distribution. We are putting together an email right now and some basic criteria as to what is expected. Many have asked for a more diverse group of levels to be released. We listened. Now you have the opportunity. Number two is a link. So I'm only going to say this once. www.kickassctf.com/pick/oswald.jpg. And not really sure what to say about this. It's something that Ghost again brought up. So damn him. But there's no way to explain it. You just have to see it, okay? There is one link in Pound Urban Terror on ETG. That is all you're going to get. And the number one item in the Urban Terror Top 5, boobies, boobies, and boobies. Have you seen Sarah and Paul? How would you like to see Ragdoll Physics on, quote, their assets? New skins for the female models have been posted on the Urban Terror website. It comes as no surprise that the only thing drawing attention are the boobies. Even told Blake Killer before the ETUT diary entry was posted that the only thing the guys are going to comment on are going to be the breasts. That's your Urban Terror 5. Coming up next week, or coming up when we come back, we're going to stop by the Urban Radio Server of the Week, sponsored by Clan UR. That is Clan Urban Revival. It's Oswald. You're dialed in.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently, 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter
in
this very moment.
You thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here, Urban Radio, coming at you full steam ahead right here, Radio ITG. Go to the website, www.radioitg.com, and you can check out all the upcoming shows, upcoming matches we have to present to you. As I said, coming up this week, I am going to be covering Urban Terror Nations Cup action from across the pond over in Europe, Clan Base. But we'll get to that here a little bit later on in the show. Going to jump into the server now, as I said a bit earlier. So I said a bit earlier, the server is sponsored this week by Urban Revival. Go to urbanctf.com. Check out their website. It is CTF 66. That's not the right IP. I wrote the IP down incorrect. The IP 66.98.140.98. And it looks like, it looks like there's a couple of slots open. Server is located in Texas. Friendly fire is on, and currently we are on UT Nuclear, which was created by Queen Bee. So you can check out that. And, you know, we had this working earlier, but for some reason, I don't want to seem to be coming through again. Anyways, we are in the server checking out all the action. And as I said, the map just restarted. Caps are set at 4, and it looks like the red team does have a 1 advantage. That's weird. You know, sound. After all that work we did, and now the sounds aren't working. Like I said, we still have some gremlins playing around here. Anyways, we're going to drop in here and actually see what happens. Oh, and I get punked right away. Anyways, you can go to the server right now. There's like 3 spots left open, so just hang on. Join. Join up. And get involved in some of the action right now. Looks like Puts on the Lotion is leading for the red team. He's got 19 points, followed by F.E. Daddy and Clan of BD, whom, in fact, I am playing today in fantasy football. F.E. Daddy, you are going down 2 weeks in a row, my friend. And over on the blue team, who's just tied it up here 1-1, looks like NN Audio Access leading all scorers with 24. So some good action, and we usually like to have some fun and enjoyment, just playing for a little bit. And usually I try to get in there and act like a running target, but unfortunately, without any sounds, I'm just going to skip that and talk about the map that just cycled off here, which was UT Poseidon. And this is the time of the show that we do check in with Hybrisk from the Urban Terror Map Depot. And this is actually his initial review as last week, we had some communication problems, and either I missed an email or we got our days crossed. But regardless, he's back, and he brings us. He's going to be bringing us a map review each and every week. And as for UT Poseidon, this map was victorious in the Urban Terra Map Depot's map contest this summer, and it's really not too hard to see why. The author, Beef, didn't waste much time over an elaborate design. He kept the map design and layout pretty simple, made sure what he had done was done extremely well, and presented quite nice. The level is set in an aquarium using a strong aqua theme, a lot of blue walls. Fish and tortoise and other aquatic creatures are placed in various tanks that you can see on the walls, in the middle of the rooms, on the floor. Pretty unique. I had only seen this in one other map that we had done, actually two other maps, and Dick Dastardly did one of them. And the other one was done by Gerbil a long time ago. Pressure Zone, is that what it was called? But good use of shaders, good use of textures in this so far for the fish. The look of the map is impressive. Excellent attention to detail with animations used to give the feeling of life to the level, but the lighting detracts a little bit from the atmosphere generated by the textures and sound effects within the level. Unfortunately, the map is a bit of a letdown when it comes to gameplay. There's basically one main, he calls it a channel or route, in the map that players normally gravitate to. Secondary routes aren't as readily accessible by players, and that does hurt the playability of UT Poseidon just a bit. In addition to this, it could benefit from one or two added routes being piped into the map in order to help the gameplay along, especially in Team Survivor, because this map would almost be ideal for it. CTF, things change as the outside areas are made available for spawning of players. This is an inherent problem with the level, where the red can effectively cover their flag more easily than the blue team. Plus, blue can be stopped in their tracks quite easily by covering where their entrances into the main level are. And, you know, we've seen this in other maps, unfortunately. I think most of you will agree Dox is the same way. One team has a decided advantage over the other. It's something that it does take some time to do. Creating a quality layout, which I'm going to get to here in a moment, is something that you have to do before you even drop into the map editor and start working on it. Back to his review, CTF play is still frantic on this small/medium level map, but it is clear the map is biased towards one team and the secondary routes cannot be used effectively in the level either. These gameplay trifles are more minor than they sound, which more than vindicates the panel's decision in making this map the winner of the Urban Terra Map Depot's first map contest. As for my comments on the level, as I just said a couple of seconds ago, it starts with the layout. A strong layout will help any level, while a weak layout is basically doomed to failure. Overall design is good. It could use some improvement, and I noticed a few times when I attempted to play CTF on the level. Textures could use some more variety. I know this is more or less a minor issue with many gamers, but when it comes to a review and grading the overall map, this is an integral part of the overall design, and this is one of the things that I touched on when I was reviewing maps on my website, The Sixth Floor, that you had to texture well. I mean, you could have a great layout, but if you don't texture well, you're going to be docked a couple of points for it. Anyway, if you have any comments about Poseidon, either good or bad, send me a message right now. I am in Pound Urban Terra on ETG and numerous other channels, QuakeNet, Game Surge, Radio ITG, and all three channels, so you know where to find me. And when we return, we're going to check in with League play. In fact, Stronger Than Ollie just finished playing Poseidon this week. We'll check out the results right after this.
Would you like some of this?
Rock it on to LG style, and a nice jump pad is all on the quad unit by Ricky. He's down through the rocket and Paul Walker to pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
Red Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pyrrhus. He's pushing back for Ricky slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
Caralize. Understand? Turn it up. Christmas jam.
Yeah, okay, so just keeping everybody awake here, and yeah, I know I had game sounds on the back. As I said, I still have a few gremlins running through my system, thus the reason you could hear the game sounds and I couldn't. But anyways, that's taken care of. Game sounds are now off. And this just in from CG Monkey. For those of you, do you have any idea who CG Monkey is? Yes, he is a Swede. But he's also the animator who doing the animations. Anyways, he says, could you give a shout-out to the public about the animations that they are being worked out? We had some problems with exporting the model, but we did find a solution. Remember what I was saying about ragdoll physics and boobies? There you go, baby. Anyway, Blade Killer working on some new skins, and I just have to say, these pictures she showed the team, oh my God. You think the two on front of UrbanTerror.net are good? These are simply amazing. I'll have to see if we can get her to lovingly provide us a couple new shots for the website here. When we update that, most likely tomorrow, as I'm not going to have time tonight. Here's another message in from Anacita regarding UT Poseidon. He says, the routes for the flag may not be effective for one person, but that is also a nice part because it gets the team play more involved in the game. And isn't that the whole point of online team play, CTF, team? There is no I in team. So thank you for that. And with that said, we're going to move forward. League play from Team Warfare League and a Stronger Than All League heat up here in North America, while across the pond, Clan Base Nations Cup action moves deeper into the playoffs. And we're going to check in with all that right now. Quarterfinals from the Nations Cup. We had Germany defeat Finland, who was the previous winner, 2-0. Netherlands defeated Hungary 4-0. You got to like that, the old football term there. UK defeated Denmark 4-2, and Portugal defeated France 4-0. Semifinals are set for this week. Netherlands going to be taking on the UK this coming Wednesday. That is the match I'm going to be shoutcasting here, Radio ITG for Clan Base. I will get all that information posted somewhere. It'll obviously be on RadioITG.com and, who knows, maybe on UrbanTerror.net. We'll see what happens. And the other semifinal match yet to be announced is Germany versus Portugal. And, well, if you know me, then you know I sort of favor Portugal. I have in the past, and I'll probably continue to do so. Why, if you want to know, they've got a great gaming community. They've been very strong supporters, a lot of good clans in Portugal. But, you know, obviously taking nothing away from any of the other teams involved. Netherlands, the UK, and Germany, all four quality squads. So we will look and see. And actually, I'm looking on the website right now, the clanbase.com website, and it looks like the Germany-Portugal semifinal match is going to be Tuesday. So we are going to have back-to-back days here of Urban Terror on Radio ITG. And I better get my butt in gear and get all that information posted here. So can't wait to do that. Based on my work schedule, which I think I have both days off, we're going to call that action. Still haven't had much interest from the North American leagues, which, you know, I guess is a good thing, because chances of me shoutcasting while Hot Lips is playing is probably close to zero. So, but I am willing to do any North American match. So if you are in STA or TWL, feel free, email me, oswaldurbanterror.net. Let's move over to Stronger Than All, the Flags division, the CTF division. As of, what is this, week 12 results, this was on UT Poseidon. Vex defeated Seth Beard and Bicky Bicky in the Jambalaya Shop. I love saying that, 22-10. Fuzzballs forfeited, so that gave a victory for Blam. Team Terminal defeated Corrupted Asylum 10-8. Shaven 8 Brigade forfeited, which gave a victory for Veneration. ICU defeated Black Ops Squadron 13-2. No Name Clan NN defeated Speed 22-5. Fear Popping Heads Easily and Reliable defeated the Sixth Floor 14-0. I have nothing to do. They use the Sixth Floor name, and that is all. FSK defeated Dumbfucks 15-7. Group Sex over G7 36-2 on a shellacking. Balls Deep finished off KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken 21-9, and Urban Revival had a bye. So as we look at the rankings in the Flags division, Clan Vex 6-0 with 18 points, followed by Blam 5-1 with 16. Team Terminal also 5-1 at 16 points. Then we have five teams tied at 4-2 with 14 points, that being Veneration, No Name, ICU, Corrupted Asylum, and Seth Bearden Bearden in the Bicky Bicky Jambalaya Shop. Actually, I said that backwards, didn't I? Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden and the Jambalaya Shop. So there are your Flags Division rankings and results for the week, December 12th. As for the Frags Division, they played Docs this past week. Genesis over Black Ops Squadron in a close one, 24-21. ICU continuing to dominate, 21-10 over Team Reliance. Corrupted Asylum all over Kentucky Fried Chicken, 26-3. Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden in the Jambalaya Shop defeated Clan Pit, Partners in Terror, 29-11. And Dumbfucks all over Group Sex, 33-19. Looking at the standings for the Frags Division, Genesis and ICU both atop the standings here with 16 points with a 5-1 record. Black Ops Squadron, Corrupted Asylum, and Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden all 4-2 with 14 points. And in a fourth position, Team Reliance, four and one with 13 points. Team Warfare League, we are in Season 5 of CTF. Vex defeated Alt Soba Amala, Corrupted Asylum over Wild Cards Capture Force. Fuzzballs defeated Clan ICU, Fear defeated Balls Deep, No Name over Shaven Ape Brigade, and Team Terminal defeated Evil Twinkies. League standings from the Rangers Division shows us Vex 6-0, 18 points. Fuzzballs 4-2, followed by Team Terminal 4-1. And looks like I think I typed that wrong. Clan ICU with 10 points, which would make them either, I think, 3-2. In the Seals Division, No Name, 5-1 with 16 points. Corrupted Asylum also tied with No Names at 5-1. Fear, 4-2. Veneration, 4-1. And yes, I see the kick-ass CTF picture going around again. And that's not the right link. Sorry, Ann. Forgot slash pick slash Oswald. I don't know why I'm telling him this, but anyway. Team Warfare League, Season 3 of Team Survivor, I believe. The victors this week, Corrupted Asylum over Group Sex. Lords of Chaos defeated Developers Team, and no, that is not Sid. Flags to Frags over Evil Twinkies. Genesis defeated Fuzzballs. Black Ops Squadron over the No-Skill Bastards. Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden defeated the Agency Team EMS over POD. Berserkers defeated Wild Cards Capture Force. And those were all the matches. League standings. Rangers Division. Seth Bicky Bicky in the Jambalaya Shop 6-0 with 16 points. Black Ops Squadron right behind him, 5-2 with 17 points, and I guess that would have been 18 points for Seth Bicky Bicky Beard, not 16 points. The Agency 4-3, total of 15 points. Flags to Frags in a fourth position, 4-2 in the Seals Division. Genesis 7-0, 21 points, leading all teams. Team EMS 4-3 behind them, 15 points. Lords of Chaos 4-3. Corrupted Asylum also 4-3. Group Sex 4-2. Still lots of good-looking clan action going on. Be sure to watch for the updates here on Radio ITG for the semifinal action from Clan Base Nations Cup. Going to take another quick break here. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
Let's see. Who wants weed off there?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants weed off there?
I don't want weed out here.
I'm not gonna deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not gonna get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new Radio ITG.
On the cutting edge of gaming, play-by-play Monopoly. This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Urban Radio. Oswald with you here this Saturday, 7 days and counting before Christmas Eve. I know people keep asking me what I'm playing. This is called Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I guess you can consider it a rock opera sort of sound, but I'm hopefully going to see him on Monday up about 60 miles away in Sacramento, but I saw it on TV on an infomercial or something. I said, you know what, this stuff rocks. So I went out and bought the CD and quite impressed with it. So it's all Christmas music. But anyways, Lost Christmas Eve is the name of the CD, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And you can find their website right here, trans-siberia.com, for those interested. Looks like the level is switched to a map that I, at one time, actually started to create, Scott Base. That is in Antarctica. Unfortunately, really, my map really didn't look like this. My map was actually going to be quite different from this. But nonetheless, Scott Base is the map that is up and playing right now on the Urban Revival server, which is the Urban Terror server of the week. Actually, it's not a bad-looking map. I did a good job. Snowcat's kind of cool, if you haven't seen that, created by Invis. And I believe Sweetnuts also had a hand with some of the things in this level. Nonetheless, pretty cool map. Check it out. We are playing on the Urban Revival server. You can find all that information on urbanterror.net. Click on Urban Radio, and you can find the IP address and all the levels we are playing. This week, the Focus of Our Development update comes from Tub, whom I continue to forget every time we do a an update. I'm not sure why. Blade had to remind me today. She actually had to remind me last week. Where's Tub's update? And I'm going, oh, man. But you know what? That's okay. We don't want to give everybody all of our stuff at one time. We don't want to give you like pages and pages of updates, because then, you know, we won't update for like the next 2 weeks. But anyways, we do have an update coming. It will be posted, looking at the time, probably tomorrow, because I'm going to have to get an hour of sleep here before I go to work. So Tub, he's been continuing to work on his levels, updating his levels for ETUT. That's Enemy Territory, Urban Terror, for those who've been under a big, large rock in Canada recently. He says, as for the update, I've been doing a bit of work on textures and lighting for Austria recently. Many of the textures were just too plain, so I spent some time dirtying up the areas near the top and bottom to show some wear and tear. Basically, I followed Sweetnut's texturing tutorial, which is now gone because that was on my site. Hopefully Map Depot or one of the other sites can resurrect it. I still haven't got it to a stage where I'm happy with the textures, but I have something to show for it soon. And Tub, can you remember the first map Tub did? Village? I mean, compare Village to some of the screenshots you might have seen of Austria or Abbey recently, and Tub has actually come a long way. A lot of our level designers have. Just like our what do I want to say? Modelers. And obviously, Blade Killer. I mean, her work has improved tenfold over when she started. And, you know, that's what happens. I mean, you know, all of us are very supportive of what we do. And obviously, we want to create the best for the community. So, you know, we continue to work. And, you know, it's kind of cool because now I think just about everybody on the team, with the exception of myself, can use Max. Max, I don't know what we're using, 5 or 7 or something like that. Most everybody can skin or can make their own textures, but you know, it does take a special kind of person like Sweetnuts was to create a level like that. But Rabbit Cow has been busting his butt on texture sets and skyboxes and a lot of other things that we think you'll be very impressed with for the port. And we'll have some more information on the port here shortly. I mean, I just gave you the update here from CG Monkey regarding the animations and the importing, exporting of all that coder stuff. I don't know what it is. Anyways, I know 27 said they still had to rig and animate the model. That's basically the last large hurdle that we're waiting to clear before we continue to go ahead with further development. Tub also finished an article titled Adjusting Model Lighting. If you've ever seen a light model that you want to include in one of your maps, but you just couldn't find the right light setting, maybe it was too strong or too weak or just the wrong color, well, Tub has an answer now. You can check out check out his site, levelart.net, and he has a great article there. And he does say he's going to start including some more articles for those would-be level designers. So you may bookmark his website, levelart.net, and continue to follow the work on his maps. Speaking of levels, Tub has also been a huge supporter of allowing community levels to be included in the distribution of ETUT. As I mentioned last week, we are looking for levels that are currently being played in the community, to be included in the upcoming release. I'm gonna mention, let me get up the right link here. Gonna drop some map names here, and basically, I just want to get your feedback here very quickly as to what you think of them. Yes, no, you guys can do better, but this is just a general list of some of the levels that you know, we put together, and I know there is a thread out there right now that that does address it. What levels, you know, could possibly be included? UT Alps. I don't know if anybody has seen that map, but it was made by Flash, who I believe now does work at on Battlefield, Battlefield 1942. UT Cambridge is another one possible. UT Poseidon, which we just talked about today. Subway 2, Birch, maybe UT Canyon or UT Subterra. Toxic 2, Crenshaw, those are just some of the names that we've thrown around. And stop typing Sans because, idiot, Sans is ours. Sans is not made by a community developer. It is made by Sid. So those are just some of the maps that possibly look at doing. Some of the other maps mentioned, I see people in here. Salim is one of them. Drug Lord 2 is also ours. Crossing 3, Crossing 3. That is kind of a cool map. Made, who made that? Hell, remind me here. I forgot who made that level. Same guy who did the German, the castle. See, I'm getting old. I keep forgetting all this stuff. What happened to Paradise 2, Straightjacket wants to know. Well, it seems that the level designer has gone off to school. He is no longer around, so there is a good chance that that level may not come to pass. Unfortunately, we do not have the map file for it, so sorry. Nothing we can do about that. Eagle, that's what I was thinking. That's the map. Now, some of the other levels that have been cited, Paradise, which is a possibility. Again, yeah, Machine. Thank you, Dick. Machine is the guy who made UT Eagle and Crossing. And Crossing is kind of an interesting map. I would have to check with Wolfside to see if it's out of beta yet. But obviously, we want maps that are more or less complete and not unfinished, or a map you haven't started. So if you think you have a map that I did not mention that should be included, you know, fire me off an email, as we're going to start sending out emails to community level designers very shortly. Let's see, Oil Depot. Sorry, we played that 2 weeks ago. That's another very good-looking map. Could use some changes. Salim is another one. I believe Hybrisk has sort of given up working on that, but it still is a possibility. We will just have to wait and see. Again, if you want your input, email me, oswaldurbanterror.net or oswald@planetquake.com. Some of the levels that we can compare it to, as I mentioned last week, UT Subway by Lay Earth. That is the sort of quality level we're looking for. Not necessarily just the looks. I mean, it's possible we could help with textures. But Lay Earth did put everything together in a great level with Subway 2. So you may use that as a measuring stick, I guess. He was able to combine the necessary aspects of level design, including layout and playability, which are probably the two top items, along with quality, texturing, sounds, and a very unique feel. We did drop a post on the Urban Terror website that gives you some further information. As I said, we do have the thread in the ETUT forums on our forums. So give us your opinion on what levels you would like to see included, and we'll do what we can. Going to step away, come back, get into our last segment here called Free For All. It's Oswald. You tuned into Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there, yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Crap. Radio. ITG.
We'll be right back.
doesn't that look totally Wolfenstein?
Dude, there's verification right here.
That it is.
Yeah.
I was right.
Anon did it.
Awesome, dude. Look, you fight a giant elephant, dude.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, wait, it says out of grapes? Better feed him some wheat. Yeah!
Come in, all freaks. No.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
And if you've never tuned in to Epileptic Gaming, I suggest you do on every Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific. DJ Wheat, nice guy, Ed. They know what they're doing when they talk about console gaming. So check that out. Any other information you need, radioitg.com for that information. Again, I do want to thank Clan Urban Revival. We are still playing CTF on their server, which is the Urban Radio Server of the Week. The map right now, UT Scott Base. Good game, 2-1, as we see VTV I Rule above all gamers, 59 points. Thorazine right behind him, 51 for the blue team. They are winning 2-1. Carib and Benoit, both of Urban Revival on top for the red team. So once again, hey, there's our Snowcat. Thanks again to Resident and the rest of the members of Urban Revival for offering their server as the Urban Radio Server of the Week. Our final segment, I call it our free-for-all. As you recall, 2 weeks ago in our free-for-all segment, I did talk about violence in video games with the release of JFK Reloaded. And to be honest with you, I don't think I've fired up JFK Reloaded in the last 2 weeks. You know, that was the one where you basically take the position of Oswald on the sixth floor in the Texas School Book Depository, wait for the JFK motorcade to come down, turn in to Dealey Plaza, and then take your best three shots, see if you can recreate what he did back on that fateful November day. So I think it's just going to be a passing fad. I don't believe you know, really much controversy surrounding this. It has continued to make its way to the top like some other games in the past. But this week, we turn to the dark side of gaming, another underbelly, cheating. Wolf's Eye at ActiveWar.de brought this topic to my attention last week in an email regarding a situation in which one clan member was caught cheating. And yes, those are the dogs in the background. He's got to be quiet. Anyway. Now, like Wolf's Eye, I want a cheat-free environment, as I'm sure most of you do when I play on a public or even a private server, and especially in a clan match, which you would just hope that nobody is cheating in a clan match. But things happen. And I'm sure most of you gamers would agree. Unfortunately, like most of you, I don't play as much as I did in the past. And as Wolf's Eye said, and I agree with him, I can tell you from my view, since I'm really bad at playing Urban Terror, I would most likely never see someone cheating. Basically, it wouldn't be obvious. So for me, most players are just that. They're good players that I could never easily see the difference if somebody were cheating or not. And when someone joins my clan with a false name, also, this is something that I really could not see. Back to our scenario here. Why? I do not know all the details surrounding the specific incident. The gamer was caught cheating. That was the bottom line. Instead of singling out that individual gamer, the entire clan is catching hell. And I guess you could basically say they're doomed to in some respect. I guess it, unfortunately, it falls under the phrase of guilt by association. Is that fair? Well, probably not. But you know what? It's reality. I don't think it's enough to drop from gaming altogether just because your entire clan has been, you know, deemed cheaters, but it will definitely give a clan a bad name. And that clan, with the remaining gamers, they're going to have to stand by their conviction and their guns and prove their critics wrong that, hey, this was not the team. Hey, Nazi Courtyard, that's a map I was thinking of. This is not the entire clan. This was one isolated individual who went out to become an asshat and cheat, not the entire clan. In a similar incident, I guess you could say Silicon Ice was cast in a negative light because of a single development team member who was being an asshat. And like a clan member, you must do what is right and basically cut the ties with that bad seed in order to maintain your reputation and what you stand for when it comes to gaming, regardless of what the reaction from that outcast is going to be. In our case, well, it got rather ugly and quite personal and did cause the development team and the community some trouble for the months ahead. We continue to rebound from each attack with a little bit more resilience than before. And obviously, we're still here, which is a testimony to the strength and support of the community. Now, back to our clan example. The best way to resolve the issue is to cut your ties with that gamer that was caught cheating and brought shame to your entire clan, while most were not involved or knowledgeable of what was even happening. I don't believe the entire clan should be punished or slandered by the community, and I'm sure they will be the center of discussion, defending their actions while answering questions about the incident. Obviously, for a time being, they may have to walk a bit of a straighter line, but you know what? Time heals all. Well, most everything. And when we come back, we're going to wrap the show up and look forward to the next Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented radio.
Oswald once again here, Radio ITG. What is that doing? It's not supposed to play. Like I said, I didn't burn the CD yet, so I'm flipping back between my my music card here and Winamp, so I get those occasional little whatever you want to call them right there. Anyways, we are back. Two shows in 3 weeks, and I'm very glad to see the support growing for the show and continuing to support Urban Terror. We know many of you have been around for quite a while, and we still have new gamers being introduced to the game. In fact, I received an email this week from a gamer. It says, "Hey Oz, I don't freak on the forums much, but I've been a big fan of URT since the good old days, 1.27. Recently, I've been able to get back into gaming and introed URT to some of my coworkers. That was a couple of months ago, and now this thing has taken off where we all meet on a scheduled time to play. There's at least 20 people who've joined this group and consist of hardcore gamers from other areas, such as CS, ET, UT2K4, but everybody's enjoyed URT so much that they want more. So he's created a private server that opens its doors from 9 to 11 Mondays and Wednesdays, and decided to keep it private for now so they can enjoy playing a good game without having to worry about hacks or people just trying to spoil the fun. We all work, so we don't have time for the sort of BS when we just want to play around for fun and enjoy the atmosphere. Anyways, in a show of appreciation for your efforts, least I could do was invite you and the Sid Gang to join our server and community for some good, clean fun, especially if the game times fall when you guys are taking a break from coding and all. If it gets a taste of the community, come and check out our forum." So it's stuff like that, you know, that we really enjoy hearing from the community, and I've posted that on our team forums, and that is something that I, for one, know I'm going to try to do here in a couple of weeks when they fire up their server here after the holiday season. So anyway, that's very cool. As for next week's show, being as it's Christmas Day, there is going to be no Urban Radio. Aside from having to work that night, I'm probably going to be spending it with Hot Lips and her family. So we will return on January 1, 2005. To start the new year off with a bang, we have a lot to do next year, including a couple of new releases, which I'm sure you guys are all digging. We'll also be talking in a Silicon Ice Development Roundtable to many of the SID members, so stay tuned for that. That is something that we're trying to do here last couple of weeks, but just haven't been able to do, but we're getting at it, so hang in there. Also, one last thing to mention here, that version 2, should mention that on-air version 2 results from the database of GitDB have just been imported. 25,987 new results. So the Git database just updating, so check that out. That's going to do it. We do have Urban Terror Trivia. Nope, I did not forget the trivia. I just haven't wrote the answers to the question. So we will find out who the Ken Jennings is of Urban Terror Trivia in 2005. See how smart some of you really are. That's going to do it. I do want to thank everybody. I want to thank Clan Urban Revival. I want to thank Radio ITG and all of you who support Urban Terror and Urban Radio. We'll see you next year. Goodbye now. We'll be right back.
over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.